Dear reader, a sense of duty to my brethren and sisters and a desire that the blood of souls might not be found on my garments have governed me in writing this little work. I am aware of the unbelief that exists in the minds of the multitude relative to visions. Also that many who profess to be looking for Christ and teach that we are in the last days call them all of Satan. I expect much opposition from such, and had I not felt that the Lord required of me, I should not have made my views thus public, as they will probably call forth the hatred and derision of some, but I fear God more than man. When the Lord first gave me messages to deliver to his people, it was hard for me to declare them, and I often softened them down and made them as mild as possible for fear of grieving some. It was a great trial to declare the messages as the Lord gave them to me. I did not realize that I was so unfaithful and did not see the sin and danger of such a course until in vision I was taken into the presence of Jesus. He looked upon me with a frown and turned his face from me. It is not possible to describe the terror and agony I then felt. I fell upon my face before him, but had no power to utter a word. Oh, how I longed to be covered and hid from that dreadful frown. Then could I realize in some degree what the feeling of the lost will be when they cry, "Rocks and mountains, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb." Presently an angel bade me arise, and the sight that met my eyes can hardly be described. A company was presented before me whose hair and garments were torn and whose countenances were the very picture of despair and horror. They came close to me and took their garments and rubbed them on mine. I looked upon my garments and saw that they were stained with blood and that blood was eating holes in them. Again I fell like one dead at the feet of my accompanying angel. I could not plead one excuse. My tongue refused all utterance, and I longed to be away from such a holy place. Again the angel stood me upon my feet and said, "This is not your case now, but this scene has passed before you to let you know what your situation must be if you neglect to declare to others what the Lord has revealed to you. But if you are faithful to the end, you shall eat of the tree of life and shall drink of the river of the water of life. You will have to suffer much, but the grace of God is sufficient." I then felt willing to do all that the Lord might require me to do, that I might have his approbation and not feel his dreadful frown. I have frequently been falsely charged with teaching views peculiar to spiritualism, but before the editor of the Day Star ran into that delusion, the Lord gave me a view of the sad and desolating effects that would be produced upon the flock by him and others in teaching the spiritual views. I have often seen the lovely Jesus, that he is a person. I asked him if his father was a person, had a form like himself. Said Jesus, "I am the express image of my father's person." I have often seen that the spiritual view took away all the glory of heaven, that in many minds the throne of David and the lovely person of Jesus have been burned up in the fire of spiritualism. I have seen that some who have been deceived and led into this error will be brought out into the light of truth. But it will be almost impossible for them to get entirely rid of the deceptive power of spiritualism. Such should make thorough work in confessing their errors and leaving them forever. I recommend to you, dear reader, the Word of God as the rule of your faith and practice. By that Word we are to be judged. God has, in that Word, promised to give visions in the last days, not for a new rule of faith, but for the comfort of his people and to correct those who err from Bible truth. Thus God dealt with Peter when he was about to send him to preach to the Gentiles, Acts 10. To those who may circulate this little work, I would say that it is designed for the sincere only, and not for those who would ridicule the things of the Spirit of God.